This is an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies, with thousands of quality products at low prices every day so you save on every order. Visit fosterandsmith.com.
I'm Tammy Trujillo. When a marriage breaks up, it's the kids who often get caught in the middle. But pets can end up becoming the subjects of custody battles too. Now the British animal charity Blue Cross has come up with what it calls a pet nup. That spells out who will get the family pet if the couple breaks up. It's kind of like prenuptial. The question now is, will the pet nup hold up in court? So far, it hasn't been tried, and it's not clear if the British courts will enforce the agreements. Well, you don't hear about this very often, maybe never, about a goldfish having an operation, but you don't often hear about a goldfish having a life-threatening tumor growing out of its head either. Little George of Melbourne, Australia, had both, and the tumor was recently removed at the Lord Smith Animal Hospital. The tumor had been growing slowly for a year and was starting to affect how 10-year-old George swam. George was a very beloved pet. His family and the vet worked together to make this amazing feat happen. Surgery took about an hour, and George was almost immediately swimming along as if nothing had ever happened. Well, if you leave something behind when you get off a plane, getting it back, that's a pain. Not so anymore if that plane happens to land at the Amsterdam airport's Schiphol. Sherlock will get it back to you, no problem. Sherlock is actually a beagle, and he's been specially trained to return lost items to passengers. When a KLM flight crew member finds something that's been forgotten, they let Sherlock get the scent, and then he goes off running through the airport with the item tucked into a special pouch on his vest to find the item's owner. Might actually be worth leaving something on the plane to see Sherlock in action, I'm thinking.
I don't know. If I was in the airport and a dog started chasing me, I'd run.
He's a beagle. He's an adorable little beagle with a little vest on.
Have you seen the video online?
No,
at work?
No, but I would think that he'd be like a drug-sniffing dog and I'd want to run.
What airport is this?
The one in Amsterdam.
Yeah, there's a viral video going around showing him working and retrieving a phone and something like that.
You know, I got to tell you. You got to be careful. I mean, depending on what you're bringing back from Amsterdam, you maybe think he's a drug-sniffing dog and start running out of the airport.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, see, he does double duty there. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Get more breaking animal news anytime at animalradio.com.
This has been an Animal Radio News Update brought to you by Drs. Foster and Smith Pet Supplies. Visit fosterandsmith.com for pet supplies selected by veterinarians with 100% satisfaction guaranteed.
Drs. Foster and Smith, your trusted source for quality, affordable pet supplies. Veterinarian-owned, with veterinary expertise behind every product. Drs. Foster and Smith has thousands of name-brand pet products, including pet medications, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Low prices every day, so you save on every order, with free shipping on orders $49 or more. Fast service delivered right to your door. Shop online at fosterandsmith.com, because your pet's health and happiness come first.